woman's allowed to talk, is that it? You can't talk?
No, you intimidate them.
Good God, you're a woman.
Is it better to be feared or respected? And I say, is it too much to ask for both? I humbly present the Jericho. To peace.
Tony Stark. Now you work for me.
Your eyes are red. Your tears for your long lost boss?
Tears of joy. I hate job hunting.
Yeah, vacation's over.
Welcome home, sir.
Put up the scanner, will you?
What happened over there?
I have my eyes open. I want to protect the people I put in harm's way.
A man with a dozen of these can rule all of Asia.
Yeah, I can fly.
So the upgrade is complete.
Tell you what, throw a little hot rod red in there.
What's going on here?
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
There's been speculation that I'm parading around as a superhero. I'm just not the hero type, clearly.
I am Iron Man. Fuck you.
I don't think that's in the song.
I think it was in the song. What are you talking about? It wasn't a song. I heard the word fuck you somewhere in there.
Okay.
Doing air guitar right now. Just
Are you whipping your head back like you're headbanging?
Yeah, actually, I'm standing up, just jumping on the bed. Shit, just going, neighbors are probably staring like, what the fuck is wrong with that black Negro in there?
No, they're probably like, he's black, he's on something.
He's doing weed right now. Oh, isn't that hot of him or whatever?
Oh, no, come on, we know, you know weed's too low for you.
Yeah, I need cocaine.
You need that heroin.
I need cocaine off a girl's ass, that's what I need. That's the only way I'm doing cocaine around here these days, whatever. People, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 32, phenomenal one, MovieSportsPodcast.com, of course.
TheFanCritic.com.
And we're here to talk about the start of the whole cinematic universe we have today, and that's Iron Man, the 2008 version, whatever.
That's a good way to put it, the start of the universe.
What happened?
That's a good way to put it, the start of the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though you did have Incredible Hulk before this, I think, didn't you?
No, you didn't. Iron Man came first, and then the Hulk, like, a month later.
Well, the original Hulk. Ain't Lee's Hulk.
That's not part of the universe, dumbass.
That's not part of anything.
That's not part of the universe, that's for sure. Sure, Z, since you think that's part of it, then Spider-Man is too, then. Why not, or whatever? Jesus Christ, man.
No, people forget about that movie.
Get your universe facts right.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, exactly. I'm in like under like 8 feet of snow.
I don't give a fuck what you under. Tell me your fucking problems.
I have cabin fever.
The hell I got to do with anything right now.
I have cabin fever. I'm not thinking right.
That sounds like a personal problem then, whatever. Yeah. I want a plot synopsis then, see?
Oh, Iron Man came out in.
That your fucking problems.
Is this how we're starting the new year off?
Yeah, exactly. You telling me about your goddamn problem. Hey, Jay, that's your problem.
I thought you were my psychiatrist.
I don't give a shit. You should have lived in California. That's your fault.
Oh, Iron Man came out in 2008, directed by Jon Favreau, starring Robert Downey Jr., Terrence Howard, Jeff Bridges, Gwyneth Paltrow. Budget, $140 million. Box office, $585 million. Pretty much Tony Stark is... CEO of Stark Industries, whatever. They make weapons for military, and he gets kidnapped in some Afghanistan country.
Can you imagine if those weapons was real? I don't think any country would ever attack us, ever.
Dude, that Jericho is badass.
I mean, the shit he was coming up with, I was just like, man, if that shit was real.
Imagine that thing that you turn on.
Create world peace.
Well, imagine that one weapon that you turn on by their head, then it freezes them.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we would fucking rule all.
I don't know, man. Imagine if you had, like, somebody was trying to take you out and they stuck that shit on you. Like, what if they hired a prostitute? mainly this would be me. They hired a prostitute to trick you or whatever, and then as you fell asleep after you got done with her or whatever, they stuck that thing in your ear and you just, you know, because, you know, I got people trying to take me out now, you know.
I thought you were just saying they hired a prostitute to spread STDs around the
country.
Yeah,
but that doesn't kill quick enough. This thing kills in like an hour or two.
Herpes spreads.
Yeah, I'm just saying, nobody would fuck with us if we had these weapons.
Well, that Jericho is the shit. Pretty much the some terrorist group kidnaps Tony Stark to make him build the Jericho. Then yeah. He builds a suit to escape, pretty much creating Iron Man.
Iron Man. He gets his inspiration from you. Is it Yusef or Yusof? I can't remember.
Yusef.
Yusef, yeah.
Which I liked him. I liked him in the movie.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. It was great to see him back in Iron Man 3 in that little preview.
Well, they did say it. They said, I met you before.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said it was good to see that part or whatever. I was like, ew. So this is where you blew him off.
But can you pretty much agree this is the movie that saved Robert Downey Jr.'s career?
I don't know.
He was in a lot of drugs.
I know. That's so sad. I mean, Favreau had a lot of trust in this guy, whatever, because I know Favreau wanted to get a younger guy, but then when he met Robert Downey Jr., he was just like, oh, because of that guy's lifestyle, this is why I picked him for this role, whatever. And I was just like, so you mean to tell me his drug habit was the reason why he got? Damn, I need to go do some drugs now.
Do you know who else was up for Iron Man?
Oh, there was a lot of fucking people. I remember I even heard Tom Cruise at one point. I was just like,
No. No.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't want to see that.
He's too short.
Tom Cruise, Iron Man. It doesn't matter how tall you are. I mean, you're wearing a fucking suit.
He doesn't look like a billionaire playboy philanthropist.
He doesn't look like the smart-ass, asshole-ish, nice guy.
Yeah.
Looks like he can only play either the badass or the nice guy. You know, I don't think he has the perfect combination of blending two in.
Yeah, and there's no couches. Well, he was married to Katie Holmes at the time, so Scientology probably was this probably going against it.
Scientology is a huge good thing. What are you talking about, my friend? You should join it. Join us. Join us. Come on. Join us.
Join us. So you act like it's a cult.
It's not a cult, my friend. It's a lifestyle choice. Okay?
Well, we have a movie spoilers cult, so people should join us.
I do have a movie spoilers cult, whatever. They're pretty weird, though. But you know, hey, I mean, I just recently talked to someone that had Asperger's, and I was like, wow, I never knew what that was like.
Is that the swearing one?
No, that's the what is that called? Oh my God, starts with a T, I think, of
Tourette's.
Tourette's, yeah.
I thought Asperger's was a part of Tourette's.
I was going to say testosterone syndrome.
Dude, I almost spit out my pop.
Something like that or whatever. I don't know, whatever, but yeah. He pretty much gets his inspiration from Yusef or whatever as far as, look, you want to leave your lab, if you got to die in here, do you want to leave your last bit of Tony Stark left in this cave building weapons or whatever, or do you want to make an impact or whatever? And he's like, I ain't fucking dying here.
No. And I liked the first part where before he gets captured with the soldiers, because you're learning, like, in those 5 minutes, you learn everything about Tony Stark in that quick moments with the soldiers.
Yeah, I was going to say, you pretty much learn everything about Tony Stark when you see that he didn't show up for his own goddamn award, and instead he's gambling with prostitutes.
Yeah. And, but they also build, like, a magnet that goes inside his chest to pretty much keep the shrapnel out of his heart. Mm-hmm. Which was, you know, I'm very surprised with all the equipment they had. The terrorists had a lot of stuff. That was like a nuclear reactor or something in his chest, wasn't it?
That's why I like that line where Tony Stark built that the first arc reactor. Although it wasn't like a fully capable one, that it could probably only last for like a day or something like that. It wasn't that really that useful, or whatever. But I like that line when Obadiah is saying this, like, Tony Stark built this in some damn cave in Afghanistan or whatever, and you tell me you can't build this in a fucking reactor field or whatever. He's just like, well, I'm not Tony Stark. And he's like, God damn it.
Is this so easy to tell who the bad guy was in this whole movie? just by looking at him.
Yeah, because he, first of all, I just know it from the comics in general. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a given or whatever. And then, yeah, you tell, like, it has one of those plot lines where you can tell, like, oh, there's a guy running the company, and there's his right-hand man is to him or whatever, and his right-hand man takes over while he's gone or whatever, and you can tell, oh, that he kind of wants to be in more control or whatever. It has that kind of vibe of a plot going towards it, and it's like, pretty noticeable.
And Bridges looked like a bad guy. Bald
head,
beard.
You know, he shaved his head and let his head go gray for that.
Yeah.
Shit.
And this is a big role for him, because he's not used to doing something like this.
Hell yeah, I'd shave my fucking head too and let my hair go gray if I could.
Yeah, I did like the opening. I mean, it's cool. And with the Yousef, because I liked Yousef. He was like a really caring guy, even though, you know, he knew what was going on, because when the suit's all built, he knew that he was going to die. He sacrifices. Yeah. And why do people, when they get guns, they fire in the air?
You don't know. It's my biggest thing. I was just like, why don't you shoot them instead? But then again, he seemed like a peaceful person. I don't know if he wanted to kill anyone.
It looked like he was scared them. Like, yeah.
Personally, I if I would have had those kind of beliefs, I wouldn't have gave a fuck. I would have shot their asses. But he looked like one of those guys that was like a humanitarian and shit. The way
yeah,
he was just talking
yeah,
and whatever.
True.
It didn't seem like he wanted to really cause harm to anyone. So I can understand that from his point. Plus, I think it was part of his culture.
Yeah, and I did like the bald terrorist. He looked like he was evil and compared to the fat beard one.
I mean, for some reason, I knew he's going to die. I was just like, yeah, I like that he's getting fucked up. But at the beginning of the film, before he even gets captured or whatever, did you even feel like this was a superhero film?
No, because, with the soldiers or at the beginning?
The soldiers, the beginning and all that, whatever.
No, not really. I mean, it's a history. I mean, you got to learn about the character first before it happens.
Yeah,
is it stay true to the comic?
It didn't have that same cinematography version of like a comic book. A comic book movie or whatever. And it doesn't follow any particular comic in the first place or whatever.
Like, how's Iron Man come about in the comic?
Oh, he's kind of the same way.
Same, okay.
Actually, Iron Man in the comic is an alcoholic, so yeah.
Well, they never had alcoholism that much, but he did drink a lot. But
yeah, he did drink a lot or whatever. I mean, I think they only touched on that in number two as far as him drinking so mm-hmm. much or whatever, and after that they probably was like, all right, that's enough for him. And then they did it in the Avengers when he was drinking as well, so I mean they kind of made him an alcoholic in
yeah
movie.
I think they made him more of a slut than anything, because god damn, that reporter is hot. Leslie Bibb, oh my god.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, man, I Robert Downey Jr. just embraces this role so fucking much or whatever. I mean, if you want to see a real actor take something off a page of a comic book and bring it to life, whatever, this the Iron Man series, as far as Robert Downey Jr. goes, he just nails it like out of the fucking
He's quoted by Favreau as a likable asshole.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. I mean, he looks the part, he acts the part, his lines are delivered right, whatever. I mean, he's just... God damn, he plays it so fucking well. I just do not see anyone replacing his character.
Nope.
And the day somebody does, I feel so sorry for that person, because he's going to get so much criticism.
Did you think that Downey Jr., that he was more of a Tony Stark character in this one compared to the other three or four with the Avengers? Like, he's more of an asshole in this one?
Well, obviously he's going to be more of an asshole in this one, because it's before he becomes Iron Man. So, I mean, the second half of this movie, he's not really much of an asshole anymore. He's kind of that. I mean, the first half, he's an asshole to the point where you still like him, but you kind of like, well, you can't hate him either, because, damn, he gets all the women and shit. Like,
you can't hate him, because, well, I can see why people, like, in the movie world, they hate him, because he is creating these weapons of destruction.
And he has everything. He has the money, the women, the jewelry, all that stuff, whatever. So he's like, oh, I want that. I can see why people hate him in the movie world, because they want to be him. They want his lifestyle, whatever. And as far as viewing goes, whatever, he's more of an asshole at the beginning, and then to the second half. The second half, it feels like he has more meaning to his life now of what he wants to do. So he's still an asshole, but like Jon Favreau said himself, he's a likable asshole.
Yeah, you know, he escapes and building this makeshift, not 100% scientist, just enough suit to destroy the terrorists and escape. And pretty much brought back, and people think he has the PTSD. of because
which is funny because I think that he has that in the whole series.
yeah, because he sees what his weapons have done, that the
Yeah,
bad guys, the terrorists, have them.
plus he was watching it on the news too, or whatever. I mean, it was still terrorist acts going on, even though he wasn't there, or whatever. He's just watching. I think it just opened up his eyes more. He had another persona of life, or whatever. The funny thing is, I'm not even really that big of a fan of the Iron Man comics. I don't like.
I like the movies. I never read the comics, but the movies really make me want to maybe learn more history of the Iron Man comic.
I'm not a fan of the artwork, or nor mainly some of the characters in it as well, or whatever. I think I know Leahy would probably see him as Extremis is the best one, or whatever. I'm somewhere before the Extremis there. I thought it was good, or whatever. I mean, the writing is okay in it, but I just wasn't that big of a fan of it. But I've always wanted to see a movie for some reason. I thought if any superhero movie needed to get made, it was Iron Man.
Did or did you the scene I love is like right before he gets kidnapped, they do like the kidnap scene or the terrorist scene, and then he goes back to 20 like 36 hours before when he has sex with the reporter, and then we meet Pepper Potts, and then she says about, oh, he's still doing the dry cleaning. He goes, yeah, he wants to take out the trash. That was a great line. I actually like I forgot that line, and I freaking I laughed when I heard that.
Oh, you forgot that? I remember that line or whatever. She was like, "Oh, so you handle all of Stark's personal work or whatever." She was like, "Even if it includes taking out the trash." I was just like, "Oh, sick burn."
That's how it burned. But do you? I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow at all.
As what? Like, as an actor, or as a person, or what?
As an actor.
Oh, what's wrong with you then? She's great.
I don't know. And she
I
seems
noticed
to.
this about you. You don't like a lot of women as acting. You like shitty women
Thanks.
as acting. Yeah, I noticed that.
She just
That's
comes.
bad.
She just seems wooden to me.
I don't think she would. I
She
don't know what you're
she's
talking about.
bland in this. She seems bland in this. I
You
mean.
say that about every woman actress. I noticed you said that before.
It's just
You're
personal. I'm not
sexist.
sexist.
Oh, so he finally just explored himself, whatever. He's a sexist.
Personal opinion.
Ain't no personal fit. I've heard you say that three times now. Oh, you're a sexist, huh? It all makes sense now. All makes sense now. Oh,
Bitch.
wow. I'm gonna have some fun with this now.
But and then we also meet Rhodes, not Don.
Something's getting loads from the PETA women.
And we also meet Rhodes, not Don Cheadle, but Terrence Howard. Which he fucked up. He really fucked up. With his bullshit stuff with Iron Man 2.
His contract thing, the little
Yes.
contract agreement,
He's
or
an
whatever.
idiot. He totally is an idiot.
What I say on that part is, I thought Terrence Howard was good in the role as Don. I mean, as a Rhodey Rhodes. But I think Don Cheadle does a better job. But second of all, with his whole contract thing, as far as him supposedly was agreed to make more than Robert Downey Jr. And then when the movie was getting in production, that got changed to where Robert Downey Jr. is making more than him. I think he should have just sucked that up and just went along. It's like he's the star of the fucking movie, first of all. Number two, I mean, you're in a fucking comic book franchise. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, but not only is Don Cheadle going to be in Avengers 2, but he's going to be in Avengers 3, and he might be even getting his own spin-off from what I'm hearing now, whatever. So, Terrence Howard, you should have just shut the fuck up and went along with
Yep, and whose career is on the rise and whose is going down? Who is in movie 43?
I don't think Terrence Howard's career is going down. What do
Well,
you
it
mean?
hasn't gone crazy as Cheadle's.
Best Man Holiday made how much money again?
I have no idea.
Exactly, over 100 and something million dollars. And Prisoners? Yeah, I don't think. Also, he played Nelson Mandela. I don't
In
think his
what?
career. And Winnie Mandela.
Oh, okay. I thought I was like, no, that's Elba.
Yeah, see, you need to know your movie facts, man. See, hey, people
Well,
should never question me on movies. Let's just say
no, they shouldn't.
that. Winnie
You are
Mandela,
the
whatever, which,
entertainment
by the way, wasn't
industry.
a good movie, but critics are saying he was the best part of that, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. So I don't think his career is going down. It's just he probably could be making a shitload of more of a notoriety.
Yeah, right, he could. He would
shut the fuck up.
And it's funny that he goes at the end where he goes when he sees the War Machine suit next time. And I'm like, you're still waiting, motherfucker.
Not next time for you.
And we also meet Coulson.
Oh, yeah. Agent Coulson.
Clark Gregg, who's awesome.
Yeah, I love Clark Gregg, whatever. I mean, everybody should die for Clark Gregg, whatever. I mean, he really is the centerpiece of this whole Marvel universe as well, whatever, as far mm-hmm. as being the non-superhero guy that you want to hang around with or be with. Guy is amazing.
Yeah, and Paul Bettany does Jarvis, mm-hmm. who not a lot of people know that.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know that, whatever, which I was shocked by. I was like, really? Y'all couldn't tell? I think Paul Bettany does great voice work.
Oh, he does. He does a really good. He kind of sounds like an Alfred a little bit to me, just the way he talked when he was like kind of doing like the one-liners, kind of like what Alfred would do to like he's smarter than Stark.
Talking about goddamn Michael Caine, Alfred, right?
Yeah, no.
I was about to say he don't sound nothing like that.
No, I'm talking like an Alfred character, like you know he's like he like. Jarvis knows more than Stark, type of thing.
Basically, you're just saying Jarvis is a fucking butler is what you're saying. I don't get your comparison here. Whatever.
But the movie, then we get like to him building the suits, which is kind of funny because he, you know, his robot doing a fire extinguisher on him.
This is probably my favorite origin story as far as watching how the I guess because usually with other superheroes they're not really building something, they're just putting on the costume or creating the costume and then just getting out there practicing or whatever.
But you can go back to the original Spider-Man that they all have the fuck-ups. I think you're going to have that a lot, and anytime someone does they try out their new superhero stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to have, like, the funny moments.
Yeah, exactly. They do the stupid shit, whatever. But the thing about Iron Man was, like, it was more fun or whatever to watch is because he was building a suit, mm-hmm. you know? But, like, Spider-Man or Batman or any of them, you know, they're just, like, you know, putting the costume on or whatever and just going out there. And you see a montage of them fighting certain crimes or whatever until they get to the big one here. With here, they actually, like, spent a lot of time on watching him build the suit. And when it finally came together, how badass was that or whatever?
Yeah. Technically, you only see him in the real Iron Man suit, like, twice when he goes to the foreign country with a badass scene where the tank shoots him and he just kind of brushes it away.
Shoots that little ass missile off. I remember saying, what the hell is that going to do, man? And then when it blew up big, I was like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, that and then the ending. And I was like, that's a cool scene. You know, that's really badass. When he goes back and just destroys all those terrorists. Then destroys the jets.
You remember that one scene where they were holding the kids and the women hostages or whatever? And then he put his hands in the air and then he shot these little, like these little pea shooter tranquilized darts or whatever.
Yeah.
That just took everybody out. I was like, that was badass, dude.
Yeah, that was a very strong scene for pretty much a debut of Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. But even the scene where they tried to take him out.
the Jets?
Yeah, the Jets tried to take him out or whatever.
That was fine. What was Rhodes, what was his position?
Because
they called him in.
He was a colonel of like the weapons division.
Okay. So they're all there.
That's mainly why, you know, well, him and Stark were friends before that, but, you know, obviously they worked closer together because obviously Stark was providing them with the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
He was the colonel of he was the director of the weapons, I guess, whatever. I mean, of course, he has people that are superior over him or whatever because, you know, it's military. Everybody's fucking superior over everybody.
Yeah. But, you know, I was just kind of curious what his position was because they kept calling him in. Like, and he was making, like, executive decisions.
Mm-hmm. He pretty much handled the weapons, F-22s and shit like that, whatever, so.
And everything was a training exercise.
Actually, you know what, I gotta say, speaking for all three of the movies, I like what they did with Rhodes' character. They made him a real big part in these movies or whatever.
Yeah, he had a bigger part as opposed to first one, but.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. He had a bigger part in the third one, especially, whatever. And I actually like that, because you say there's only two, excuse me, there's only two scenes with the Iron Man suit on. I actually like the more parts without him having the suit on, too.
Exactly, because Downey Jr. Pretty much, like, made the character. He made it like you don't care if he's in the suit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I hear that complaint with the Batman, the Nolan movies or whatever. It's just like, oh, he's barely Batman in these movies, just Bruce Wayne or whatever. I never hear that complaint with these. Like, oh,
No.
he's barely Iron Man. He's always Tony Stark. I think it's just because Tony Stark is probably a better character.
I would say so. It's a he's more because you got to think he's the most different superhero character Stark is compared to anyone.
Yeah, because he's an arrogant rich bastard who just drinks.
He is, and he's cocky. He's,
Yeah.
he didn't care who he offended because you could say a lot of the times he didn't care at all about anything.
No, he didn't. And plus, he's the first superhero that said, "Come on, a bodyguard saved me." That ain't. Come on now. You know what? Fuck it. I am Iron Man.
That was without a
I'm just.
doubt the best comic book ending of a movie.
That shit was badass, dude. Like, a lot of people was going like, "Oh, why would you tell your identity?" But you gotta be like, "It's Tony fucking Stark." Did you not think he would go tell? I mean, he people saying like, "Oh, did he do that for moral matters or anything like that?" No, he did that because he's arrogant and an asshole, or whatever. And he just want people to think how cool he is, whatever.
It fucking worked.
I know, because I don't care what nobody says. That scene in Iron Man 3 where he tells the Mandarin his address, I was the people's like, "Oh, that's still." I was just like. That's some badass
Yeah.
shit
Do you like
right
this,
there.
Tony?
Batman should have told Joker that shit. I live in Gotham City.
He
Come
was,
get me.
well, he was living in a hotel, wasn't he, at the time
I don't
of
know,
Dark
but
Knight, because his house burned down?
he should have just gave him his address or whatever and be like, "Let's end this now."
Do you like this Tony Stark compared to the other three?
I think he's the same in all of them, to be honest. I don't know what you're talking about.
You think he's the same? Well, in the third one, he had more
I mean,
Avengers post-traumatic stress, but.
we've already talked about this, Z. Why are you just going back to the same fucking question? The
Well, I'm just
first thing
curious
I.
because people say because we all know Iron Man 2 is probably the weakest one, and but if you think about it, because you got the whole Batman talk that he's not in the Iron Man suit a lot.
Yeah, but he's still the same fucking Tony Stark. So what the fuck are you talking about?
I would say I like him in this one more due to the fact that he's learning it and he's
Oh, it's an origin story. People always grasp around the origin character more than the sequels or whatever characters. So, I mean, shit. But he's still the same fucking character. So what the fuck are you talking about?
What was was Bridges' robot, did that have a name in the
Yes, the
comics?
Iron Monger.
Iron Monger, okay.
Yeah, that's a comic book of villain of his or whatever.
Okay, it was never said, so was it?
I can't remember. I thought I did hear it one time, whatever. But I don't. When I rewatched it, I didn't remember hearing it, whatever, because I was eating and shit. So it could have been when I was chewing and shit. So, I thought I did hear it though, whatever. But I don't know. I probably didn't. But yeah, that is the Iron Mongor.
And what was his reasoning for having Stark get, he was the pretty much the mastermind behind his getting kidnapped. What
Yeah,
was
he wanted
his
to take
reason?
Stark out because. Another reason, well, obviously he wanted to own his company, he wanted to be the face of this company because he feels that Tony Stark doesn't deserve it, whatever, because, he's been there, Obadiah Stane's been there since, fucking running this shit for forever,
With
since
his
he was a
dad,
fucking
yeah.
little boy. Yeah, and, it's just one of those jealousy, power-hungry things, whatever. That's pretty much the base of all of Iron Man's villains is they're all just jealous of him. They want what he has, they can't have it, they try to do what he has, but they can't do it. I mean, that's proven in They don't do that so much in the third one. I think they do it more in the first and second one with Obadiah Stane and Sam Rockwell's character is like, "God damn, I want to beat Tony Stark so bad, so I'm gonna try to build these, but they don't fucking work. So how the hell did he do?"
Yeah, wasn't Whiplash just doing it for revenge?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But did you
Yeah.
like, compared to the villains, do you like Daniels?
I mean, I think all the villains in the movies are solid or whatever. And I like Daniels as a villain. I mean, he has that sinister fucking look on his face. And you notice that every time he was on screen, at least like later half in the movie, whatever, they always had like this little eerie music playing in the background.
They did, but what, especially when he went to go see the terrorists, when they finally see that he's it, they had that
Yeah.
like this really sinister music. I'm like, they don't really need that because it's foreshadowed that it was him the entire time, the way
Plus
he
he's fucking.
acted.
Plus, he's fucking scary looking. Remember that scene after the party, or whatever? Tony Stark confronted Obadiah Stane about
The
the
pictures.
missiles, the pictures being sold, and then Obadiah just looked at him and was like, pretty much saying, "Look, you little shit, just let it go through. I'll break your fucking jaw."
Yeah,
Now,
saying that he's the one that called for the him to get kicked out.
he's like, "Now let's smile for these fucking photos, or whatever." And I was just like, "Damn, he didn't give a fuck."
It's typical business talk.
the fuck this movie is. Like, fuck it, I don't give a shit. I'm pretty much gonna let you know. I'm gonna ruin your ass.
Did you like the battle scene at the end?
I like the battle scene. Only the problem I have with the battle scene is I wish they would Tony Stark would have had full power.
Yeah, I think he started off at like 25% because Obadiah takes out his good reactor from the best one, and then he goes back to the one that he got made in like Afghanistan, mm-hmm. which was not, I guess what Jarvis said, it was not made for that type of power for the suit.
It wasn't used for the suit, and it shouldn't be used for like flight and firing weapons and shit like that, whatever. I can say this, the one thing about these Iron Man or whatever and Tony Stark, unlike other superheroes, he actually learns from his mistakes too, because that chess piece, he makes more of those in the second one.
Yeah, and I love the one where Pepper says it proves Tony Stark has a heart.
That's the one he used, too. One suit gets taken out, he builds multiple suits. I mean, so he learns from...
He learns from his mistakes.
He learns from when he has these encounters with these people or whatever and shit. I mean, I think his alcoholism helps him. It makes him more alert.
It makes him more alert.
Yeah, exactly. Makes him alert to these kind of things. Whatever. That fight scene was cool, though, whatever, because you got Iron Man at half power, though, whatever, which, you know, it's always kind of badass when the superhero's power is, like, at half point or whatever. They give him kind of a disadvantage of how he's going to do this now or whatever. And, I mean, he pretty much blows his load on his power, though, like, because he shoots his Unabeam as soon as Obadiah picks up that car, and I was just like, dude, that had to drain like at least 20% of that power. I was like, damn.
Yeah. Oh, when he was holding the car up and with the people in it.
Yeah. And then that's like his biggest move in the at least in the books and shit like that. That one takes you out with one hit, or whatever. It's called the Unabeam or whatever. He did that right away. I was just like, oh fuck, dude, that shit drains a lot of fucking power out most of the time. So.
And I love the woman. She like hit the gas while Stark was holding. I'm like, you bitch.
I like it because he's like, lady, runs his ass over, and then Tony Stark, he throws Tony Stark in the air, and he flies or whatever, and Obadiah is just talking shit this whole time. He's just waiting for Tony Stark to, like, shut him the fuck up and punch him out or whatever.
Yeah, and what happened when he first tested the suit, he went, like, high as possible, and he got the ice, because the sky was getting cold. He did that to Obadiah, and he just falls. What happened to him? Like, wouldn't he have died?
What happened to who?
Obadiah. When he fell.
How he wouldn't have died? I mean, that big-ass suit he was wearing, I don't think so.
You don't think the impact would have killed him?
No, hell no. How many times have you seen Iron Man fall in that little-ass suit of his, whatever?
When he fell on top of his car?
Exactly, whatever. What the fuck are you talking about? Just making up shit now, huh?
Well, I'm just curious what happened to him, but... Because he did...
You saw what happened to him. Saw what happened to his ass, whatever. He came back up and took his fucking helmet off and got pissed off.
Yeah, and then he Stark pretty much pulls out like his weapon, his vision system.
Yeah, he put out
his weapon, his aiming system. Pulls out pretty much all the tubes, the wires and stuff.
Wires, man. What the fuck, tubes and wires, man. Jesus Christ.
He just pulls out like everything and pretty much getting Pepper to. Start the reactor to burn everything up there?
Overheat the reactor.
Overheat the reactor. Mm-hmm. And it's like Pepper has to save Stark again.
That big ass. You know what? I remember when I saw the trailer or whatever, and I saw the reactor explode in the sky. I thought that. I remember saying, is that Iron Man shooting his Unabeam out? I was like, oh, that's going to be badass. Where when I saw that, I was like, oh, I wish it was. It was disappointing.
It was disappointing.
Yeah, it was disappointing. I wanted to see a big ass Unabeam blow up or something like that, whatever and shit. That would have been badass or whatever. I am. Pretty much what it did was it just when he overheated the reactor, it just blew out every. It was like an EMP.
Yeah, and that pretty much fries Obadiah, and then he falls into the reactor.
Yeah,
and
blows up. I think what killed him is he fell in the motherfucker.
And Stark was still up there though. How did he survive? Exactly.
He didn't get electrocuted like Obadiah.
No, he didn't.
That shit was funny. funny as hell when he got electrocuted or whatever. Because that dude was talking shit this whole fight scene or whatever. Just running his fucking mouth. And just, like, he was, like, super confident. Just, like, just running his fucking mouth. And Iron Man is just thinking in the back. He's like, man, I got you, man. You wait and see whatever. And then even when he still looks at the end, he's running his fucking mouth or whatever. And what happens? His ass gets electrocuted and falls his ass right in that reactor.
Even his computer voice sounded just like him. I'm like, that's pretty fucking good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good special effects to get his computer, his robot voice to sound exactly like him.
Iron Man, whatever. The acting is great in this movie, though. I gotta give it that. Whatever. I like Obadiah.
Obadiah was good. He was very good. Very good villain, and of course Downey Jr. was just like you said. He's irreplaceable.
Oh man, it's gonna be a shame when they do have to replace him or whatever.
I don't know. Avengers 2 makes you really wonder what they're gonna do because he destroyed all the suits.
Well, we already know what he's gonna do. At least, well, I do. I don't know about you. You don't read the fucking books or whatever. I mean, do you read?
I can't.
It's okay. You're from Ohio. I don't expect much.
reading hasn't gone this way yet.
Yeah, I think you guys only read about, like, the South versus the North and shit like that. I know in y'all guys' world, y'all think the South won, but, you know.
What? No. Where? What? No.
I know in Florida they do. They believe that shit.
Wait, Florida believes the South won?
Yeah, there's a school out there that teaches you the South won.
Oh, so those kids are idiots.
Well, you know, they're going to be fucked up or they're racist by now.
Wow, Florida? I thought it would be like Alabama or something.
Probably Alabama, too. I don't even know they have schools out there, though.
And we just offended the whole state.
Oh, fuck Alabama. Fuck Alabama. Actually, you know what? I think, what's his name?
Hybrid.
What happened?
Is it Hybrid from Alabama?
I think Back 2.0 is from Alabama. What is that black dude doing in Alabama? Hey, you better get out of there, nigga. Run, nigga, run. I'm gonna hang you.
So, is there anything you do not like about this movie, though?
I remember when I first saw it or whatever, I was wishing that fight would have been longer at the end.
Yeah, me too.
I wish it would have been longer. And looking at it now, whatever, I go like, I kind of like Tony Stark more than Iron Man.
Yeah,
even though I've always wanted to see an Iron Man movie for the simple fact that I wanted to see Iron Man just flying around shooting shit or whatever and stuff like that or whatever. But then I didn't think they would do such a great job with the Tony Stark persona or whatever that I wouldn't even care less about Iron Man. To be honest, that's really why I wanted to see an Iron Man movie was just because I wanted to see the actual suit put together and shit like that. I mean, because how many superhero movies do you see where they follow the character outside the suit so much that you don't really necessarily care about, mm-hmm. I'm shocked I hear that complaint about Batman a lot or whatever. Like, that's one of the main complaints about the Dark Knight series. Oh, he's not Batman enough or whatever. And I guess I can see that, especially since he's just, like, kind of booting around and shit, just making everything so deep and shit.
Yeah.
Where this one, where the difference between Tony Stark and Iron Man, or Bruce Wayne, is that they're both the same character, but yet one is more exciting to be around.
He has more charisma.
Yeah, he has more charisma, and the other one is just, I don't want to be nowhere near that guy. I don't want to be nowhere near
Yeah,
that
guy. Bruce Wayne's kind of a downer. Well, his parents died.
His fucking money and shit, dude, or whatever. You're here moping and shit.
I will say that Stark's house is probably the best movie house ever.
Well, it's funny, because when I first saw this movie, I was wondering, like, Iron Man is based out of New York, like all the Marvel. Why is he in California, Malibu, and shit like that? By the way, I know that location too. So if you ever come down to California, I'll take you down there. But yeah, I was wondering that, and I remember reading somewhere that Jon Favreau was trying to make it a different feel and trying to separate it from most of the other Marvel movies as far as making it based in New York or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to put it in somewhere that actually personified Tony Stark's lifestyle, and I was like, John Favreau must be a great director on this character.
Well, if he was, I mean, why didn't he come back for 3?
I don't know why he didn't come back for 3. That's funny, because I guess he just didn't want to direct it no more or whatever, because he's still in them or whatever, and he still has parts of
that. Yeah, he plays Happy, the limo driver.
Yeah, and he's still, which is funny because he gives himself such a minor character or whatever and shit like that. I do like that about him, that he's not like, most directors that put themselves in movies, Quentin Tarantino, that tries to give themselves big roles in movies and shit.
Yeah, and he's, I think he had a bigger role in two than three. Or in the, well, I think he had a bigger role in two and three than this one.
Yeah, he did have a bigger role in two. Three, he's kind of part of the plot, if you will, as far
Yeah,
as like.
that's right, about right.
Yeah, so two, he had more screen time. Three, he might have had a bigger impact of that plot element we talked about earlier in it.
Yeah,
Once.
I like Favreau as an actor. He's enjoyable.
Yeah, I've been seeing him recently, like in small roles or whatever and stuff, and he hasn't been like horrible or whatever. I actually like him a lot too, whatever. I wonder what he looks like in like a standalone film teamed up with somebody as far as having more screen time, whatever. Kind of curious about how he would do in like in a comedy role.
Yeah, well, he's done stuff with mate with Vince Vaughn. Now, he's friends with Vince Vaughn, so, and
Yeah,
he directed Elf too.
he just recently did Wolf of Wall Street. He was in there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's pretty good in there.
Yeah, he's a good actor. I think the only downside, I really do wish the fight was longer at the end. I'm kind of with you on that, because it's really quick, and then it's like every superhero movie, the villain always like destroys the superhero. Until like it's like the very last second.
Yeah, so I guess the main problem with that is, once again, I wish his power wasn't so low or whatever. Because it probably, if it would have been higher, then they kind of dragged that fight out. But obviously, since his power is so low, it was pretty much reaching. I think when he flew up into the sky, he was down like on backup power, wasn't he? Yeah, so I mean, obviously they had to. You knew once they said that, they had to wrap that up like real quick or whatever, like shit. So.
I just looked at this. Did you know Ghostface Killer had a cameo in a scene, but it was cut from the movie?
Yeah, did you know that?
I just saw that. It got cut for pacing reasons.
Imagine if I heard, actually, I heard a lot of shit was cut from this movie, like a lot of parts with Obadiah Stane as well.
That's kind of crappy because, he's kind of a character you want to see more of.
Well, the reason why they said that is because they cut a lot of more scenes of like Obadiah Stane and the rest of them is because they wanted you to get a feel of who Tony Stark was. They wanted you to relate to how, even though, because he's an asshole character, they wanted you to make actually like him or whatever. So they said that they gave more screen time to Robert Downey Jr. And I was like, how did Terrence Howard make more money than him on this again?
Do we know how much did Stark get paid for this? Do you even know?
I don't remember actually whatever, but I remember just Terrence Howard getting more than him, whatever. I was like, Terrence Howard must have some good agents and lawyers and shit or whatever,
You
man.
would think Gwyneth Paltrow or Bridges might have got paid more than anyone.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, well, anyone asked that dude because they had all everybody had more screen time than Terrence Howard or whatever. And you notice that Terrence Howard's in trouble usually with his ex-wives and shit like that. He always gets off too.
Yeah,
Always
he
gets off, no
does.
matter what he does to him. He always gets away. I'm just like, damn, he must have a good legal team.
Probably.
He must got got his O.J. Simpson lawyer. Got Johnny Cochran.
Before he died.
Yeah, he dug his grave up there and put some puppet strings on
But do
him.
you think, with Iron Man, do you think this is the best origin story? I would say yes.
It's a tie between that and Batman Begins or whatever. I really do love Batman Begins. The problem I have with Batman Begins though is that the origin of his training and all that never comes back in the sequels, and that kind of pissed me off. I was like, what was the
I
point of
would
all that
say
then?
Batman Begins is kind of forgettable compared to Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises. It's kind of forgettable one.
I don't think that at all,
And
man.
well, that's my opinion, because yes, it is a very good
How would
movie.
Dark Knight? I mean, how would Dark Knight Rise be forgettable compared to Batman Begins when it takes the plot line from Batman Begins?
Because people more talk about Dark Knight than any of the three. That's probably the most. That's probably
That's
the
not
best
that'll
one.
be forgettable then, just because one is talking more about the other.
Well.
What the fuck are you talking about again?
It's okay. Batman Begins isn't talked about as much. There you go.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah, but I call bullshit on that. Bullshit.
Well, in my opinion.
Yeah, in your opinion, your shitty ass opinion, your Ohio opinion, and you got the fuck out of that redneck ass state.
It's
Anyway,
not redneck.
what the fuck? You always make some stupid ass opinion.
But
I got some stupid ass opinion.
you know what's funny though? Because when I was watching this, I'm like, I could actually watch a whole Tony Stark movie without him in the Iron Man suit at all. and I would still have a great time with it, just because Downey makes the character.
You know how they want to do like the TV show for like Jim Gordon from Batman and shit like that, and on like they do for Arrow and all that. I wouldn't mind watching a TV show that just revolved around Tony Stark before he became Iron Man.
I'm up for it.
Because that guy is such a god. Because you want to live his fucking lifestyle.
Yeah, but they're going to have someone else, because Downey Jr. is not going to do it.
Yeah, some dumbass for playing or whatever. Some young pretty boy off the CW channel or something like that.
It'll probably be a CW show.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
Maybe it could be on a Netflix show with the Daredevil stuff.
well, yeah, I'm about to say it can't be on CW because DC's got that on lockdown. It'd probably be on ABC.
Yeah, but.
Oh, and then we get to the ending part where after the battle scene or whatever, where they're reading the paper, and then you see on the paper all these news stories. Like, you can tell, like, Robert Downey Jr. is getting pissed off. He's like, my bodyguard, a strange dude in a suit or whatever. He's just like, his arrogance is just getting the best of him. He's just like, come on now. Do I really need a fucking bodyguard? Come on now. Look at me.
And I love that, you know, because Coulson throughout the whole movie keeps saying the full name of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he goes, you need a better name. We hear that a lot. Then he goes, just call us S.H.I.E.L.D. He's pretty much giving Stark an alibi.
It was funny because nobody really caught that at the beginning or whatever, and I was the only one that caught that because I remember they made a big deal about that in the comics or whatever and shit. And I was telling my buddies when we saw this in theaters, because man, I saw this like 5 times in theaters. I remember right
Damn.
when I went to Atlanta around this time or whatever, I even saw it 2 more times or whatever and shit. And I was looking at my buddies, I was like, y'all didn't catch that strategic homeland intervention? A shield! A shield! And then when Mr. Black asked Joe, you ain't the only superhero in town, I said, oh! Yes!
I can just see you in your seat, jumping in your seat. It's Shield! It's Shield!
Fuck that, I got
Avengers!
I ran down to the screen and kissed that motherfucker. I said, yes! Yes! I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of in a part where I was like, when I first heard it, I was like, they ain't not gonna make that movie. They ain't gonna do nothing with that, whatever. And then when you see Samuel Jackson show up there, you're like,
in the post-credit scene.
Oh, that's probably the best post-credit scenes ever.
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh my god, that built up so much hype right there, whatever and shit. And the funny thing about that like last ending credit scene too is they actually delivered on what they were talking about and whatever. Because as soon as that happened, let's start this phase one of Marvel now, whatever. And oh my god, I was so fucking happy, whatever. When I saw that, I was like, oh. I'm so proud. I just needed to live long enough to see that Avengers film. And then I was like, I could die now. But then I heard they were making a sequel. And I was like, fuck. That means I got to live a little longer now.
Well, you have a lot in between before the next Avengers, so.
Yeah, that means I got to live. I got to try to be healthy for the next 2 years or whatever, so.
Yeah.
So make it, then my boyhood childhood could be dead or whatever. I can finally just die off. Oh, wait, then I got to wait for the third one. Fuck.
And then wait for the possible Justice League movie.
I don't give a fuck about that.
So you're a Marvel guy.
Yeah, I guess right now, yeah, more of a. Actually, you know what? I'll say this: I'm more of a Marvel fan in the. Actually, you know what? No, because I hate the New 52 of DC or whatever. I was gonna say I like the DC books better, but all right, I'm a Marvel guy in the books and Marvel guy in books and movies, but I'm a DC guy in the animated movies.
Gotcha.
And TV shows.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's funny because they always say DC has some of the best characters ever. So you would never know that watching these movies.
No. No. Now, do you think if they made Batman like what they did with Tony Stark, do you think it would have made a difference?
That is a good point to see because... You see Bruce Wayne as – I think Batman Begins was the only time you really saw Bruce Wayne play the arrogant billionaire part.
He had maybe some snippets in the movies, but they were very small.
Yeah, they were like real tiny, and I think Batman Begins was the only one where you saw multiple forms of it or whatever, at least where he was trying to persuade that persona. But skeletal half the time. He was playing it dark and just dark all the way out. I wonder how that would fit for Bruce Wayne if he was Tony Stark, and then we put the costume on. He was this, where is he? That kind of guy. Whatever.
Yeah, I would, yeah, but
I don't know. What I like about Iron Man more as far as, because he, that split personality of being Iron Man and Tony Stark comes in the full fourth or whatever, where Tony Stark, you see him gambling, drinking, living his life pretty much doing that shit. And with Batman, you see Bruce Wayne, he's just fucking working 24/7.
Yeah.
It's like, what else can you do, man? You ain't got nothing else to do around here.
Well, he's trying to stick the D in the Rachel who doesn't want anything.
Hey, man, you could have stuck the D in Katie Holmes. Tom Cruise has dated Batman women.
Oh, Nicole Kidman.
And Rachel.
Rachel. Why does Batman sound like he's got lung cancer?
Oh, that's all Christian Bale's accent. That motherfucking accent is thick as fuck or whatever. He can't help it.
I'm Batman.
I gotta give him credit on that, though. That fucking accent is thick as fucking. He sounds American like a motherfucker when he mm-hmm. talks regularly. I was like, damn, dude. He talks better than most Americans. You Welsh has got those big accents. But, yeah, I do like, as far as, like, outside the costume and the hero life, Tony Stark, man, that's the life for me.
Yeah, I agree. He's the best character, non-superhero character in the movie.
What would you give it?
With the new ranked system, I'm going to give this 4 stars.
Yeah.
This is a fun fucking movie, and it's like, if anyone else played Iron Man, it probably would not have been, it would probably have still been big, but not remembered compared to, because of Downey Jr.
Yeah, they probably would have had to kept those parts in with Obadiah Stane and the rest of those people then if it wasn't
exactly.
Robert Jr.
Downey Jr. is, without a doubt, Iron Man. It's kind of like Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot replace Junior, pay him. Marvel and Disney need to fucking remember. Think of that. They gotta pay him whatever fuck he wants.
Yeah, I mean, he. When I went to the Avengers premiere and shit like that, whatever. This guy embraces this character so fucking much. You see, like Chris Hemsworth, like Chris's, goddamn, whatever. Mark Ruffalo and all the younger guys. You know, the younger guys over there, because Robert Downey Jr. is in his fucking 50s now, whatever. You see the younger guys, they're sitting down at the thing, waving and shit. Robert Downey Jr. got his ass up, got into the fans, and was taking photos of them and shit like that, whatever. And he was taking photos of them. Doing shit like that. I was like, man, this guy is just energetic like a motherfucker.
I wonder if Downey Jr. kind of just was so into the part that he just became Tony Stark in real life.
I'm telling you, he is Tony Stark. He is Tony Stark. Whatever. John Favreau summed that up perfectly. I picked him because he lived that lifestyle of Tony Stark already, whatever. You want to say something about him playing Tony Stark in the movie? He's not playing Tony Stark in those movies. He's playing Robert Downey Jr. in those fucking movies.
Well, wouldn't he be coked up?
He is coked up. What are you talking about? I mean, you see in every one of these movies him throwing up a peace sign and shit. What do you see in his real life when he's taking photos? Throwing up that peace sign.
Exactly.
That son of a bitch ain't never gonna let this role go, whatever.
Who wrote this movie? A bunch of people.
I think Mark Fergus and
Hawk
Otsby, I believe.
Then Art Mokum, Matt Holloway. I'm just seeing what else they wrote. Oh, they wrote Cowboys and Aliens. God damn it.
How many people wrote it? Because I only know those
4. An Art Markham and a Matt Holloway was the other 2.
Oh, okay. That's funny because usually when it's multiple writers on a film, you need to be worried a little bit probably.
But they also have, I think that's all he does is comic book movies. Avi Arad? Arad?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that's all he does, right?
Yeah, that's from what I know of. That's all he does is fucking comic movies, so yeah.
And Kevin Feige, whatever his name is.
Kevin Feige, the guy that's running the Marvel ship right now, whatever. The guy, probably the smartest businessman ever.
Yeah.
I gotta give him that. Teaming up with Disney probably was the best thing they could ever did. Do you ever, because I don't think I'll ever see a Marvel movie that will fail. Plus they managed to keep their budgets pretty decent, too.
Ant-Man's the only one that kind of worries me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah, because Edgar Wright's name is attached to it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we'll see how that comes about. But
I'm curious how that one will do for the simple fact that Edgar Wright movies never make money.
Yeah, it's so true.
So I'm curious to see.
What do you mean, like, failed? You mean, like budget-wise, or do you think...
Budget-wise, yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant, like, overall
No, just budget-wise,
review.
whatever. Yeah, Ant-Man is the only one that kind of had quit. Because I think personally, I think it's probably it might be the tightest written one.
They're keeping it hush-hush.
Because Edgar Wright does some great fucking comedic writing or whatever, and I think he's like perfect for one of these Marvel. But I'm also curious to see how that'll work out because his movies don't really make any money. So, but then again, he has Disney and Marvel backing it up,
And
so
Paul
it might
Rudd
be.
is Iron Man, or is Ant-Man?
Yeah,
And I like Paul Rudd.
that actually is a good fucking choice, whatever. And plus, it's out the box too. It's not like normal, like a simple, like simple casting or whatever choice of getting like a big known actor as far as like playing this role because he looks pretty or some shit like that, whatever. That came out of nowhere, to be honest, whatever. And I was like, I actually like that choice. I think that choice might fit well.
And I like Paul Rudd a lot.
Yeah, Paul Rudd's good. I like Paul
Yeah.
Rudd. I give it a C it though.
Exactly.
I love to see the acting in there or whatever. I mean, Robert Downey, I'm actually, I mean, I do want to see more of them. If they would have released a director's cut, probably, because I heard it was like 30, 35 minutes longer or whatever because of the extra scenes and stuff.
Is that all Obadiah scenes? Jesus.
More character scenes or whatever and shit like that. Yeah, that too, whatever. You got
Ghostface
Ghostface Killah in there or whatever and shit. I mean, he was in Walk Hard with Dewey Cox, the Dewey Cox story. Man's a great actor. Along with the RZA. Oh, man, can you imagine Tony Stark with the fucking Wu-Tang Clan? Jesus Christ. This is how I see it now.
Because you
Because I thought of that. Him throwing up the W, man. See, can you imagine the fucking Wu-Tang Clan with Iron Man on the scene? Oh,
That's nice shit, man.
the RZA rapping the Iron Man song. Oh, I'm down for that. I'm so down for that. No, just fucking with you. No, I think this is probably the first superhero movie that I heard had a lot of cutting in it that I'm actually happy that it had a lot of cutting in it, that they spent more time on Robert Downey Jr.'s character. I think the cutting is justified too as far as making him the likable asshole as everyone keeps putting it, whatever. Because sometimes with an asshole character you need to spend time to understand where he's coming from or to like what he does, whatever, in order to be a likable asshole. You just can't have an asshole scene and then go away and then they're on another character and you come back as an ass. Excuse me, as back as an asshole, you're like, I don't really like this guy or whatever. And I think that's probably it was a smart move on their part.
And he's the only charismatic out of the whole Avengers. He's the only one actually has charisma.
I told you, yeah, I'm talking about in real life too, though. I mean, the
Yeah.
Avengers premiere, I'm talking about in real life. In the Avengers premiere, that motherfucker was all over the place. They had to
Yeah.
tell him, Robert, can you sit, please? He said.
He kind of reminds me of Tony, the Iron Man or the Stark one, and these in this Avengers movie or Marvel movies. Kind of reminds me of Batman in the animated movies, where it's like, "Fuck it, I'll do stuff by myself."
Yeah.
That's kind of who I kind of think of when I what how Down with Downey Jr. plays it.
Well, Iron Man and Batman have so many similarities too, whatever. I mean, when you look at it, they're both, the playboy philanthropist billionaire, It's just one really embraces it and the other one doesn't.
Rachel.
Yeah, Batman, you don't understand how much your life would be better if you would just embrace that. You know what I'm saying? If you would just
Maybe
you're like
Rachel would have loved you.
I mean, shit, if you would have just embraced it and let it go, I think you would have so much of a better life or whatever. I mean,
Have some
but either
fun
way.
with it.
Yeah, exactly. That besides the ending, that's the only complaint I have, whatever. And that's like a minor complaint as far as what I wanted in the movie. I wanted a longer fight scene. But as far as the Tony Starks, man, they really do build up for some reason. I really like, even the, I'm saying this in the series, the Tony Stark parts are my favorite parts. Was just shocking because I wanted to see an Iron Man movie to watch Iron Man, but I Tony Stark parts.
And the first thing he wants when he gets back, he wants American cheeseburger.
Damn right,
He gets Burger King. I'm like, it's Burger
man.
King,
Damn right, I
whatever.
don't blame him. Shit, that's sometimes what I be wanting when I come back. Whenever I travel, I do go to like a burger stand in Compton. Whatever. I'm like, man, I want a burger and some fries. Or some carne asada.
Kind of sorry.
You ain't the only podcaster in here, Zeke. I don't know what that had to do with anything.
No.
Oh, that scene was so great, man. I'm sorry. That's Samuel Jackson, whatever. When I saw that scene, man, I exploded in the theaters. I was like, oh! This just was happening. It was so fucking hyped up. I've never been so hyped up in a movie franchise or whatever. I mean, I saw the movie like, well, I saw that motherfucker in every possible form. D-Box, 3D, 3D D-Box, IMAX, regular screen, 2D shit. I was like, I have to watch it in everything, in every glory or whatever.
And you were happy with it.
I'm very happy with it. Very, very happy because I thought they were gonna fuck that movie up so much. I was like, oh man, they ain't gonna get this shit right at all, whatever, man. And then I was like, introducing Thor with this or whatever. I was like, how's that gonna work out? I mean, and they did it so well. I was like, I'm so proud, like a father. I'm like a father that finally saw his retarded child graduate from elementary school. That's over. so proud. Dude.
Oh my god.
So proud. You ready to get in the comments though?
Yes, bring it on.
You son of a bitch, you. You ain't the only podcaster in town. Ah, love that line. Anyway, first comment comes from Barbara. She says, oh, that's right, me and you did do a best of special. I was like, yeah. Forgot about that almost. Barbara, she said, that was a very sweet card you sent out, TPU. I don't think I ever gotten anything from a podcast movie site, so thank you so much. Hey, wait, Barbara, you're very welcome, whatever. You can send your panties to Movie Spoilers headquarters.
Was his handwriting very good?
Shut up, Z. Pass that now, man. Pass that now. You know how many fucking messy. You know, when people message me about that, I was just like, oh, I saw the first word in the message, oh, card. I was like, oh, somebody just want to say thank you, whatever. No, it's not that at all. It's, man, your handwriting is nice. You write like a girl. Hey, fuck you. That's not bad, though, for someone to have to write over 100-something fucking cards.
Did that hurt your feelings?
Did you hurt my feelings, Z?
No, did that hurt your feelings when they kept saying that you write like a girl?
I mean, you wasn't the only one. 20 other fucking people were saying it. All y'all hurt my feelings. So what y'all need to do is y'all need to send y'all panties to some Movie Spoiler Studios at the LA.
You have the address.
Hey, well, most people do because I got kind of lazy when I wrote it on there. I got tired as fuck, whatever, so I just put phenomenal on Movie Spoiler.
You did.
I don't know what I wrote on yours. I was just like,
you put, you, that's what you put.
Oh, okay, well then, shit. I think only, you know what, I ain't gonna lie, I only put my address probably like on, we suppose address like on fucking five of them, and then I realized.
And they're all girls.
And then I realized, that's a lot of goddamn writing. I'm just gonna put this one. And some of them I just put P1.
I think I got Phenomenal 1 and P1.
I got confused. So I was tired. I thought it was gonna be quick and easy when I was writing those. I was just like, this ain't gonna take that much, whatever. And I realized, I was like, man, this ain't moving as quickly as I thought, whatever. And then some of you foreign motherfuckers with y'all long ass addresses and shit, I was just like, oh, damn.
I thought you were gonna say long ass names.
I think on one of them we got a fan, Robert. I think I just put Hey Bob on it.
No, but they were very nice cards.
Oh, thank you. I wish I had one for myself because I don't even know.
Same one to yourself.
I don't even have one my damn self. So it's you know what? Hey, everybody, I'm going to go ahead and say, you know what? Put that shit online. I want to see you take a picture with that shit, whatever. I'm going to make a.
I thought somebody did. I thought somebody tagged you in one.
Some people did or whatever. I think, like, I want to say six of them sent to me whatever. I want to see the rest of y'all put one up, too, whatever. Put one up, and I'm going to make, like, a little collage or something of it, whatever.
Of your face?
I'm going to put my face in the middle. Me smiling, like, giving a thumbs up. No doing a peace sign.
No gang signs. This is on MySpace.
I'll throw up the Wu-Tang sign. I'm going to have a big-ass W. I'm going to make a W out of your card. So, yeah, everybody, if you got a card for me, which... say you didn't, you're a lying motherfucker then probably or whatever shit, because I was writing a long ass time whatever. Then I want you to put a photo up, whatever, either send it to me personally or put it on Facebook or whatever. I don't care how you send it or whatever, just do it.
Or just send it with the panties.
Send it with your panties, like if you're like Barbara, Stacy, Nick, You can send your panties too if you want.
Nick?
Yeah, I don't care. You can send your, Z, you too. No, don't think you leaving yourself out. You send your briefs. Your size medium, right?
I don't know.
Damn. All right, well, she also goes on to say, hey, Z, with you being a filmmaker and striving to make it out there in Hollywood, do you have any ideas that are on the level of Jurassic Park that you can bring to screen?
No.
That's a very good question, actually. Damn, his answer was... It said no?
Jurassic Park is... I think that's like a once-in-a-lifetime idea to even come up with. I mean, you gotta... TPO, you can agree that it's like it's very hard to come up with an ideas for movies.
Yeah, especially in today's world when everything else is already created. But you know what? I'm not a filmmaker. You are. So I'm
sure. But that's maybe that's why I'm remaking Night of the Living Dead. I don't know, but
say the thing is though, I'm not a film. I don't think about making film. I have ideas that pass by me, but I don't ever think of putting it together. I'm sure when you get ideas, you put it together or whatever. So you never had an idea.
I'm reasonable on budget. I mean, there could be like I can think of a superhero movie. You know, that's not based on a comic, maybe, but. But on the level of Jurassic Park, no. That's like, I really need to put a shitload of thought into that one.
Okay, fuck a budget, fuck everything, fuck all that, whatever. Just say you was at Sony Studios right now. They give you a blank check to come up with something as iconic as Jurassic Park. Do you think you could do it?
Yes.
And what would that idea be?
I don't know. I'll do a better Pearl Harbor than Michael Bay.
Barbara, I'm trying to help him out here.
thinking of a movie that's, you know, well, you said no budget and all, you know, I can go balls to the wall and everything, but, you know,
what genre would you do? That's the first part I would think, personally.
Well, I'm typically a horror director.
Okay.
I know horror.
How can you push the scale? I think horror would be the best way to go because horror is such shit these days.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
I think it's such a joke that if you did something that was iconic as an Exorcist or our original Halloween or something like that, what would you do? How would you do it? And what would you do with it?
I think I would create a new killer like Freddy or Jason because we don't have those. We get shit like Paranormal Activity marked ones.
I don't know what the fucking demon is in there. Is it a ghost or something?
it's the essays. That's the demons in all of us.
I think that is our new thing, isn't it? It's demons now, right?
Yeah, I would say. Every January, it's demons.
I hate supernatural horror films that deals with.
But no, I would probably do. I would try to create another iconic character, like a Freddy or a Jason, because we haven't had one. Shit, since when? The 90s?
Since last year, when Texas Chainsaw 3D came out. Oh, I thought you was making a chainsaw noise. I was like, what's that?
I was trying not to fucking crack up laughing.
Hey, remember, you gotta give him a weapon, too. Weapon of choice. What would be the weapon?
A black dildo.
This is some Saints Row 4 shit right here. I like this. I like it a lot, actually. A black dildo. Is the killer me?
You wouldn't be having. You would just pull down your pants, and that's your weapon. You don't need it. No dildo.
I would call him the. Actually, back in college, me and my my old manager, my marketing manager from We Spose, whatever, we went to college together, whatever. I used to hit on so many women there, whatever. There was a thing where a girl would walk in the class or something like that, and I could be talking to someone, and it would get quiet, and I'll just start staring at her, like following her. Like, just following her from, like, straight away. I just start staring. And then
so, like, stalkerish.
Yeah, I mean, people be like, hey, P1, so I came up with this nickname. I said, call me the silent pervert. I said, I got a cape and everything. It's got SP on there. silent pervert.
No, but I think we need, to rebuild the horror genre, I think we need a new killer, serial killer, a new one.
They gave us one in Insidious, remember?
That's Supernatural too.
I fucking hate that movie.
But I think that's what we to restore the horror franchise, and I'm a big horror fan. That's what something we need. I mean, I just watched Your Next last night, and that was pretty decent for a horror movie. That's something we need. We need originality, and it's impossible in the horror genre to do that.
It's funny because would you even consider that a horror movie or whatever?
I thought about that too. I was
I would
like, is
consider
this a
that more of a
thriller?
thriller. Yeah, I would say more of a thriller for that movie because
I think just the gore made it horror.
the gore is what makes it like it has horror elements or whatever. But I was thinking about it too because I was talking about that movie as well the other day whenever, and I was like, I don't think I really considered that to be a horror really.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I actually had an idea before your next about something very similar to that.
I think a lot of people did, to be honest.
Because I thought something like that, it sounds really cool. But, it's very hard to make a movie that's never been seen. Like, that's why my movie New Blood Rising, it's because people say vampires are a joke due to the fact of Twilight, that I kind of went embrace the old style of vampires. So,
Don't you got Nathan in that movie?
yeah.
I highly doubt that you reinvented the old stool of vampires in with him in there. No, just fuck
It's actually a good movie, and it's, DVD February 18th. Pre-order.
You actually promoted something. Wow, about goddamn time. Shit. Jesus fucking Christ, whatever. Let's talk to somebody.
pre-order, and it's gonna be on indiehorror.tv on the 28th of February.
Just telling fucking Sean, maybe you can convince Z to start fucking promoting his movie on his site or something.
But that's something I'm a horror director. That's what I think. That's my best because I'm not funny enough to be a comedian, become a comedic writer.
Well, you're a director. You can get someone else to write
Yeah, and drama. Ugh. Drama's hard.
Emotional punch with people. I think drama probably might be the hardest genre.
And I think, well, action might be because you gotta, because the thing for a director, because you got green screen everywhere. That might be probably the hardest.
I think as far as drama, I think drama is the hardest because your actors really have to act. I mean, they really need to put some emotion to it. When they cry, that shit better look like it's really crying or
They got,
whatever.
yeah, because you got to make it feel like the audience feels it. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna do porn.
Yeah, I was about to say porn is the easiest bet to do, man. If she would ask me that question, I'd have been like, "Yeah, I got some ideas. I got an interracial porn movie with, check this out, a Jewish man, a Christian woman, but one's black and the other's white. Think about that now. Think about that now. Think about that. That's probably why she didn't ask me that question, but still." Next comment comes from Andrew. He says, "What are your top five childhood films that you still watch today and love no matter what?" Oh, damn, a top five.
Goonies, Monster Squad,
Oh, damn, you got a top five. Okay.
The Last Starfighter, I think that's what it's called. That's a fun movie. Damn, I got three. I gotta think of two more.
I got some. Friday, The Crow.
just look on the archive of Throwback Tuesday. That's where you.
God, right now, actually. But you gotta remember, I was only like 6 when those movies came out, so those are my childhood
Okay, I'll throw in
movies.
Nightmare on Elm Street too, because I did grow up in that time. I was only 3 when it came out, but I still watched it when I was like 9 or something.
You still like it today, right?
The original, yeah.
Yeah, so you're answering the question. Hey, you like Dream Warriors? That's cool. That's
Yeah, I do. I love Dream Wars.
cool.
I hate too, though.
Friday, The Crow. Another movie.
Garbage Pail Kids.
That's another one.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Obviously. Actually, I want to say I did grow up on Coming to America, but I might have just seen that a couple of times. I think I probably saw it. I thought
I
I
was
saw
a
it.
big shit. What was that Kathleen Turner, Michael Douglas movie with Danny DeVito where they go Romancing the Stone?
About to say,
I actually love watching that movie and Adventures in Babysitting. That was actually, Elizabeth Shue was so fucking hot. And I'll throw a Labyrinth in there as well. Though that's my list.
trying to think of. I need two more. I'm trying to think of some cartoon movies, or whatever that.
Mulan. Lion
Mulan
King?
came out in 2000, though. I
Okay, what
mean.
about Lion King?
You know what? Aladdin. I grew up on more of Aladdin than I did Lion King. I
Oh,
mean,
really? So, okay. Because, yeah, they both came out, like, what, a year apart or something like that?
I actually watched Aladdin more than I did Lion King. I mean, I don't even really like Lion King, but I was more of an Aladdin guy. So Aladdin, I guess I can throw Mulan out. I mean, that came out, what, 99, right?
What? Yeah, I think so. 90, yeah.
I was about 11, so I guess that counts as growing up, right? Compared to now, definitely does. I'm 25. Yeah, I just throw Mulan in there. So Mulan, Aladdin, and the rest of those. So, and that was hard. See why people don't ask me questions. Nick says, "What's your favorite Spielberg movie? Spielberg film? And do you guys still think he has it, or should he retire?" Jurassic Park in mine.
It's either Jurassic Park or Jaws.
Ooh.
But I do like Indiana Jones.
I do like Indiana Jones, but I'm not as big as everyone else is on it.
I like Temple of Doom better. I like Temple of Doom the best.
Jaws was a great fucking movie, but I wasn't really expecting nothing out of it, nor was I anticipating it. So
I think story-wise, I think Jurassic Park had a better story.
Yeah.
So I would probably say Star Wars. And should he retire? No. I mean, it's not like he's making shit like Starving Games.
Yeah, I think he is making shit now. He made War Horse last year. He should retire. I'm done with him. He produces some fucking horrible shit, and I think he needs to go. I think he should go. What's the last good thing he's done?
Oh.
He did fucking Lincoln last year, too. Shit, that fucking movie was horrible.
Oh, let me look.
I don't think he's did anything 2013.
You're talking about stuff that he's, you know...
When you get to producing Transformers, Spielberg, and that tells me a lot about your career now.
Do you think he really did anything on that?
You sure about that? His name is on the motherfucker. So
as a director, Catch Me If You Can was good. He did War of the Worlds.
Sure.
Okay. His last few movies: Lincoln, War Horse, Adventures of Tintin.
Did you say War Horse?
he has that porn nobody knows about.
Yeah, awesome.
Adventures of Tintin, Crystal Skull, Munich, War of the Worlds, Terminal, Catch Me If You Can, Minority Report, AI, Saving Private Ryan. So since the 90s and 2000, it's been a lot different year, a different decade for him.
Yeah, I'm about to say that motherfucking retired. Then I'm looking at it right now, but I don't like any of his shit recently, whatever. He can retire or whatever. Even his, I see all the shit he's producing for. He's an executive producer on a lot of these two things, too. I'm like, yeah, you definitely can go away.
He was executive producer for Men in Black 3?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can go away. You can just retire.
I think people said, oh, he did Indiana Jones, he did Jaws, Close Encounters, E.T.
That shit was in the 80s, okay?
I know, because take out Jurassic Park and Saving Private Ryan, and you can throw in Catch Me If You Can. Yeah, not very impressive. And Schindler's List, not very impressive.
Yeah, exactly. Not impressive.
He did The Color Purple.
What?
He did The Color Purple.
That was like 90. That's like 1994? Shit.
That was in the 80s, man.
He has the same thing like people say about like fucking Eddie Murphy. Oh man, Eddie Murphy was great in the 80s. Yeah, but he ain't great now. Shit. So what does that tell you? He needs to retire. That's what it tells you.
I'm kind of with you. Actually, just looking at that, I'm like, yeah, he should. Maybe that's why he's doing more executive producing than anything.
I can tell you this right now. Kids ain't going to remember your shit from the 80s that's growing up. They're going to remember your shit what you did now.
Yep.
But I will say he did create something by creating Jaws, shit like Jaws, Indiana Jones, and Jurassic Park or whatever.
I'm not gonna lie, he has created, you know, awesome franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I would say franchise.
I was gonna say, I know, I thought about that too. I'm like, Jaws 3D.
Jaws 3D. Jurassic Park 2 for that matter.
I would say Lost World.
Lost World.
Or not Lost World, Jurassic Park 3. I thought they had a subname, but
I think it did have a subname, didn't it?
Sucked Us.
Jurassic Park Going to the Fucking City, some shit like that, whatever it's called.
Yeah, Spielberg.
Going to the Hood. Jurassic Park in the Hood. How about that? There's one.
Just see a bunch of people shooting T-Rex and just stares at them.
Damn, that nigga pulling out my Kool-Aid, man.
You just see T-Rex eating a bunch of watermelon.
They're eating the watermelon, they spit it out or whatever. the black people train the dinosaurs. They have like rhinoceros fights and shit like that instead of pit bull fights.
Raptor fights?
Yeah, raptor fights or whatever and shit. Raptors are like cops to the black people. You gotta run whenever you see
I
him.
think I just found my movie.
You see that, man? I'm giving you ideas here. You're not writing it down. Write it down, Z.
I can make it.
Right. You put like little badges on the Raptors or whatever, and every time Blavie was in, they just.
Instead of leprechaun in the hood, it's T Rex in the hood.
Oh my god, leprechaun in the fucking hood was so. Just the titles when that movie kept coming out, whatever, it just had me just shaking my head like, hey, don't give a fuck with this character anymore. That motherfucker went from the moon to the hood. I was just like, damn. Whatever. Next comment here comes from the movie Faka. The Faka himself. He says, I'm sorry, I've been drinking, people. I'm a little amped up right now.
Yeah.
What did you think of the scene where the girl, I like, debugged the entire park? You know that scene on the computer where she got rid of Nedry's virus? Also, back to Nightmare Before Christmas. Oh, he's trying to sneak in two questions. You son of a bitch. Also, back to Nightmare Before Christmas. I just watched that movie recently. And when did the mayor ever say 365 days till next Halloween, everyone? Getting move on. Because I did not see it. Keep up the review, guys. Good job. Well, thank you, movie fucker. And of course, you couldn't see it because that was a dialogue scene.
Turn your closed captioning on.
Yeah, exactly. It was in the part where after Jack went to the Christmas town and Mayor was beating on his door and shit.
Yeah.
I think he said it twice, actually, in the movie, didn't he?
I think he did. I think he said it after Halloween was over.
He said it when he was driving the car, didn't he? And he was on
yeah,
the speakerphone.
I think so.
And then when he opened up the blueprints, he was just like, 365 days till next Halloween, Jack. We got a... He pulled out those fucking blueprints or whatever and shit. I was like, damn, you making this shit like it's a goddamn rocket to the moon or something. So that answers that question. Now, what do we think of the scene where the girl debugged the entire park?
She just turned the switch.
I don't know. So I'm trying to think. What kind of answer are you looking for to that scene?
I mean, Samuel Jackson lost an arm.
I got it. Z, watch this. That scene was fucking amazing, dude. I was like, the best part of that fucking movie. Like, oh my god, when that switch got turned around, I was like, I know what's gonna happen next. Oh my god, my heart was racing like a motherfucker. Oh my god. Oh my god. Like, so much. Oh my god. How about you, Z?
I couldn't, I had to, like, bury my head in the pillow. I could not, like, contain myself. I was so worried that she wasn't gonna turn it on.
Oh my god, Z. See, we had the both same experience then, or whatever. Like, totally, man. So, like,
I had to look away. I had to, like, oh, I can't watch. No, but she just, all she did was just flip a switch, and then they're climbing the fence like idiots when they could have just walked around the fence. But
I don't really know what he wants to be thinking of that scene. I mean, hey, movie fucker, what about the dinosaurs, man?
the dinosaurs made the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And Goldblum.
Next comment here comes from, I was about to say, where are we? Next comment comes from Stacy. Stacy, she says, you're cool, Z. Don't trip, LOL. because, yeah, Z was butthurt last week. He was like, well, I don't exist to Stacy or whatever. I was like, oh, look at Z trying to get some attention. That's sweet or whatever. She says, you're cool, Z. Don't trip, LOL. But I just like the arrogant, defiant persona of P1.
I love what she says next.
That girl is asking for trouble. I'm sorry. But anyway, and black guys with LA accents. What the fuck?
What is an LA accent?
You know, that's the third time I didn't heard that. The first time I heard it, no, the second time I heard it. The second time I heard it was at a movie spoilers meetup I had at this this badass lounge on the beach area or whatever and shit. And our spoiling bastard, Dave, his girlfriend said, she for some reason, she could not stop, like, she had this look on me or whatever, like, she wanted to say something, comment, and then she was just like, I just like your LA accent. I looked at her and was just like, you're the second person to tell me that. And I was looking at her like, what the hell is an LA accent?
Is it street?
And somebody told me, the first person, she's like, oh, it's just something you can't notice because you're from LA. And I was just like, are you sure about that?
Okay. There's Brooklyn accent.
There's an East Coast accent. There's a Boston accent. There's a New York accent. There's a Jersey accent, which is shockingly weird.
there's a Southern accent.
There's a Southern accent.
Texas.
There's a hillbilly accent. I'm just going to say it. There's a Florida accent because that state is getting weirder and weirder.
there's a North Dakota accent.
Is there really?
Fargo. Remember the movie Fargo?
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay. I don't think West Coast states have accents, but
I mean, when you came to Ohio, did we have accents?
yeah, it's just got simple Southern accents, whatever, to some people, whatever. I mean, I think Southern accents all just fit in as one or whatever. I mean, some are worse than the others. Like you could tell, like when you get to the Alabama parts and shit like that, whatever. That's why when y'all had Mac 2.0 the other day on or whatever, I was expecting, well, it's Chuck's guys. I'm ready to do this movie right here. Movie 43 is gonna be amazing, guys.
Sound like Cletus from The Simpsons.
I was expecting him to be a fucking Gomer Pyle or some shit like that.
You did a very good accent with an LA. You did a Southern accent with an LA accent. That's very talented.
Yeah, I got Southern family. I make fun of them all the fucking time. Like, there's this. I have a little cousin out there, whatever. He talks. Why y'all talk like that out there in the moonshine business right there? What the hell you people doing over there? I'll be making fun. He be fucking with me as I'll be fucking with him about his accent, whatever. I didn't. I don't think. Personally, I don't think LA people. I don't think West Coast has an accent. But this is the third person to tell me this shit. So
do they have you been to like Seattle or something?
Once. Yeah.
Do they have an accent? Because they're so close to Canada.
I didn't really hear an accent from them.
It is just, West Coast, so.
Yeah, so I didn't hear anything.
I'm not gonna lie. When I went to Vegas, people thought I had an accent.
Yeah, you're a Southerner.
I'm not Southern.
Yes, you are.
I'm Midwest.
Ohio is the goddamn South. As far as compared to LA, you are Southern.
Actually, we're Northern, and we're North in LA.
Your state is more northern over there, but you're still considered the South, bro.
You guys should be just Mexico. Oh, Jesus.
What happened?
You guys should be just Mexico. You're so close.
We used to be Mexico, remember?
Yeah.
California was owned by Mexico. Then your people came and took that over.
My people.
Let me just finish up this girl's statement. What are we talking about? This girl says, okay, and black guys with LA accents, black guys too, wow, okay, well, that explains a lot here now, are just too damn smooth not to pass up, LOL. Well, shit, don't pass it up then.
How does she know I'm not black?
Because remember, we made fun of you, remember?
Yeah. Well, I sound like a black guy.
You remember when we first started this show or whatever, we used to, like, everybody thought, like, oh, Z has a real, like, calm voice, whatever. He doesn't sound, like, too white. Like Lehu does. And then I finally made that joke. I was just like, he ain't black. Damn, here we go running off again. And finish this girl's comment or whatever. Z, your feelings sounded hurt, though. So I'll ask a question for both of you instead.
Well, thank you, Stacy.
I'm up for a group hug if you three want to do that. I mean,
I'm on the next plane.
The more the merrier, Z.
I can't leave my apartment, so.
You can hold a towel and hold the camera and watch me working.
Hold the towel!
Yeah, you gotta wipe the sweat off me when I'm working. Oh.
I thought you were implying something else. I'm like, no!
You can do that too if you want. I'm here. Just throw an assist in there. Come on, man.
Oh my God.
Why don't you be a proper co-host for once, huh? Just do your job and.
Throw in an assist? Come on, you know you're Kobe Bryant. You don't pass the ball.
That is true. Okay. All right. She said, "Yeah, we keep getting off on this girl's question." So I have a question for both of you instead, and that is: if Movie Spoilers and the Fan Critic had to close today, would you start all over, go on to do something else, or just quit? I'd fucking quit. I ain't doing this shit over again.
I would quit because, I mean, I'm with TPO that there's so much to do.
That's a lot of work to do.
I mean. God damn, Stacy! Why do you gotta hurt my feelings to say that's gonna end?
Damn, it seems like you keep getting butthurt with Stacy. Stacy, in order to cheer him up, you have to send your panties to me, and I'll be sure to send them to him. Because it'll be cheaper.
No, you're not. You're just gonna go to Walmart and get some panties.
Shut up, Z. I wasn't even gonna do that. I was just gonna send you some of mine. Anyway. I was gonna see my Speedo I got with the elephant trunk that makes the noise when you
and water.
I got it at this store called A Touch of Romance or whatever and shit.
Is that an adult bookstore?
Yeah, it's just an adult store in general, not an adult bookstore. It's an adult store in general. It's got like Speedo penis things or whatever, like with animals on it, and they make noises. Like they got a monkey one, but I thought that one would be too racist, so I didn't get that one.
And we know what comes out of the trunk.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Come.
But no, I would quit because it took so long to restore the name of the fan critic, and that's just going to be too hard to build up on that again.
Another thing too is, God, you would either there's two things you would have to do if you was to quit and like was starting over. That means you would have to post every goddamn thing you've ever posted on that site over again.
I know.
That'd be such a clusterfuck or whatever of doing. And then second of all, excuse me or whatever, if you don't do that and you just start from fresh, then you start back from ground zero.
Yeah.
I don't even, personally, I don't even know if I want to do that again, start back from ground
No,
zero.
but well, I would do something else because I do have my film company,
Yeah.
but no, but I if Fan Critic did have to close today, I would not restore it.
So, like, if you just lost the site right now, would you restore it back, or would you just be like, you know what, fuck that? That's a lot of work.
That it is a lot of work. I would probably focus more on the studio. Well, I focus most of my time on both, but I would just probably focus all my attention on the studio.
See, he said sad question. I think it's a pretty goddamn good question, though.
That is a good question.
Personally, for me, I'd probably steal Z's idea and start a dating site.
I never saw. Oh, yeah,
Oh, you did, whatever. And Stacy was the one that asked that question, remember? So, wow, see, Stacy, your questions all come around in one circle here, whatever. See, it all just comes back to each other. Yeah, I would do that. I would like make some comedic, like, I personally, you know, I would make a YouTube channel of me, like how to pick up women and shit like that, whatever. Just like stupid shit like that or whatever. And I
dating.
would like do it in like comedic effects, like how to pick up women in a wheelchair.
How to pick one with a one leg?
Yeah, like if I only have like one leg, I just fake like I got one leg. I would do shit like that, like to boost people's confidence or whatever. I would do something like that. I would do something fun where I wouldn't feel like I'm like labeled. I have to do this. Like with movie spoilers, I have to be on that shit every day, every fucking week or
Pretty
whatever and
much
shit.
when you do that, you're pretty much saying, now you, no, none of you fuckers have an excuse now.
Yes. Because imagine if I put like, okay, let's say like how to get hot women if you're a fat guy or whatever, and I put like a fat suit on or whatever and shit, and I pick up a hot girl or whatever, and that's exactly what I'm saying to camera after it's over. You guys got no fucking excuse now. You see that? How to get how to pick up women or just I would just do fun shit like that, whatever. Just like to mess with people, or whatever. I would do more stuff with YouTube. Let's say
You know
that.
what I would see you doing, and I think it would be perfect as kind of like those hidden camera shows, like what Howie Mandel does right now.
That's what I wanted to do with that. I was gonna make a hidden
I think
camera.
you could be like no pun, phenomenal at that.
That's exactly what I was gonna do with this dating thing. I was gonna do like a hidden camera thing. Like I have like three buddies or whatever, just hold the camera or whatever, and I have like a little microphone on my shirt or whatever, or, like under the shirt, and I would just do shit like that, whatever. And that's what I would want to do. I'd want to interact with people and want to do more videos and shit like that. I mean, because movie spoilers is so fucking hard to do videos or anything like that for the simple fact that YouTube prioritization on that shit will the copyright system is all fucked up on there or whatever. So I just stay away from it in general because if you have like edit clips in there of movies or if you put a poster, even posters nowadays sometimes, or if you do that shit or whatever, like they'll probably either shut you down or send you a cease and desist order or some shit like that. Or so I just in general just stay away from the shit. So I would try to do something where I wouldn't be labeled to having to have copyrighted shit on there.
Yeah.
So
It's understandable. I mean, we both don't want either one to shut down.
no.
'Cause movie spoilers is podcast awards are tonight.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
gonna be watching that.
Well, actually, it's Tuesday today compared to these people, so.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, we already won back boss podcast,
This is a lot of you. You know what? Yeah, we might as well. They ain't gonna know. Yep, hey, the award-winning podcast family right here, people. Right here on Movie Spoilers. You know what? That'd be the thing, too, if. Like if this did shut down, whatever, and say that I won awards and shit like that. I mean, the hits I get, the awards I get, and sponsors and all that shit, whatever. Turning to say to not come back to do that or whatever, to turn all that down, that'd be a hard thing to say too. As
Just
far
do
as
a
that,
Kickstarter like someone else.
I got thousands of fans. I don't have millions of fans. Okay. I think I know which black man you're talking about too. I would love to do. I really want to do more video work. It's just hard to get around that with doing that with movies.
Yeah, I mean video reviews. I mean, I think you'd be cool at video reviews if you just maybe talked in your webcam or something.
Yeah, actually, you know, yeah, if I just did that or whatever. I mean,
you don't have to put it on YouTube.
That's true. There's other sites. The problem is with this YouTube is the one that gets the most views out of the viewing, out of the video sites and shit. Like Vimeo is good. I actually like Vimeo a lot, but don't know a lot of people fucking use it. You know?
No, that's like not copyrighted stuff, right?
Yeah, you know, not a lot of people use it or whatever. So I mean, it's not really, you know, you want people to see it at the same time. And I'm pretty sure if I did do something like about to do something right now with my laptop about how shitty Paranormal Activity, maybe people, the spoiling bastards, will like it. But would that be reaching out to probably a wider audience? I don't know.
No, Mexicans don't watch it. That's who's going to see Paranormal.
Exactly. They won't give a fuck. They'd be like, this black man don't know great horror then. You ready? Yeah, that is a good fucking question.
Stacy and Cynthia asked really good questions.
She's gonna have us thinking now when we get off here. She's gonna be looking at our site like, if you go away. I got a better question for you. If it goes away, do you think you'd be still as popular as you are?
If fan credit goes away?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn, man, that is a good question.
Are you gonna be like Tony Stark and just let it go, or are you gonna
Live
without it?
Damn, that's a good question. I don't know.
I know how my ego would be. I'd be like, I don't need it or whatever, and then after a while I'd be like, kind of miss all that praise.
I mean, when I go to the site and see how many hits I get, like, yeah, my ego boosts, but
sometimes you have those days where you're like, I don't wanna do this, I don't wanna put a preview, I don't want to do this or whatever, and then you go to the site, you see a hit or something like that, or you see a comment that just lightens your day, and you go like, I don't want to leave this.
I think after I saw Paranormal, I'm like, I don't want to write a review for
that. And then somebody wrote you a nice little comment, and you said, oh, well, I guess I have to do this for them.
Oh, I don't get many comments, but...
Oh, well, then never mind that.
Just for the podcast shows, though, but...
Oh, then never mind that trip. last comment here I got is from Steve. He says, on our best and worst of we did or whatever, which, man, that's probably our longest show.
2 hours, yeah. It's up there.
Hit the 2 hour mark. We got a lot done in that 2 hour mark, too.
That was a fun show.
Yeah, Steve, he says, just want to send out some compliments to EP1 because the site is looking pretty damn good and looks very neat. You see what I'm talking about, Z? When you get shit like that, and you just, like, you know, you don't want
to. It made it worth your while.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people have been commenting me this week or whatever about the site looking nice and shit like that or whatever, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, thank you guys, whatever. I guess I'm putting work into it. You can see now. Also, thank you guys for all the podcasts this week.
There's a lot.
I stuck up one every day since last Sunday or whatever. There was one up every fucking day now or whatever.
Let's see. We did Throwback Tuesday. Best
Monday, I had Grudge Match review up. Tuesday, I had Throwback Tuesday. Wednesday was me and Lehu's best and worst of. Thursday, movie spoilers episode, the first one of the new year. Friday was me and Z's best and worst of. Then Saturday was Paranormal Activity, the Mexican ones. And then Sunday was the darkness.
And I haven't put shows up. I recorded a lot of shows.
Yeah.
We did, let's see, we recorded Throwback Tuesday, our best of. I did two What Were They Thinking?
Yeah.
And then my best of for Fan Critic was Sean and Hybrid.
Yeah. Damn, that when we recorded that best of, I did six shows that day.
God damn, man.
I was fucking tired. Like, by the time me and Lehu got done doing the episode, I was like, Jesus Christ, my throat hurts. I was like, my ass is glued to the seat. I was like, when I took my microphone away or whatever, that shit was all sweat. I was like, fuck, dude. I was like...
The microphone was sweating?
Microphone was all sweaty and shit because I was jerking it off at times. I was putting my lips around it. I was like,
Well, you're just sitting there talking to a computer.
Yeah, exactly. Headphones is all sweaty and shit. I was like, ugh. I actually, you know what I did when I after I got done doing those six fucking shows? I just fucking passed out and just laid on the floor, right? Or just laid there and sat and stared at the ceiling for like 20 minutes and was like,
should we see what we're going to do next week?
No. Also, he goes on to say, also, thank you guys for the podcast. We got a shit ton to listen to, like, every day. This was an awesome show. What do you think 2014 will hold in store for you guys on Throwback Tuesday?
Phenomenal fucking shows.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, because I almost got confused. I thought this was a Movie Spoilers episode. I was about to say, I hope not no shitty fucking movies like Paranormal Activity.
Well, now, I could pick that joke.
Jesus fucking Christ. Whatever. Okay. Yeah, well, fuck, man. God damn. But I don't know. Like Z just said, phenomenal fucking podcast. I mean, can't really go into detail about it because then we'd be spoiling the fucking movies you'd be showing. And part of the fun is you not knowing until this review goes up, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. Well, Z, that was fun. I was pumped. My pump went away. I'm still pumped, though. Because we are the best podcast in the world, or whatever, and though this award proves it.
Are you clutching it?
I'm stroking this motherfucker off right now. Okay, I am loving it like crazy right now. It's like crazy stupid love right now.
Are you sure there's no chocolate in that thing?
I'll be a motherfucker. This fake ass shit. I mean, no, of course not.
Did Corey send you something? Did he send you a fake reward?
No, this isn't a fake award. No, this is the real deal, man. This is the real deal. They even spelled my fucking name wrong over here. Who the fuck is the Mexican one?
It's the marked one.
Oh, so if I wake up with a bite mark on me tomorrow, then...
And a chihuahua?
Well, then we know what happened, then. That means I'm the devil, then, yeah. Which I'm pretty sure a lot of people on this show think I already am that. So, anyway, this has been another edition of Throwback Tuesday. I'm the phenomenal one. MoviesSpoilersPodcast.com.
This is Z. This is Z. TheFanCritic.com. And also, you can listen to me on What Were They Thinking on TheFanCritic.com.
Nigga, that's all on your damn site, so you ain't got to say all that shit. What the fuck?
Hey, it's a fun show.
All you got to do is say Fan Critic, dumbass.
Jesus okay. Christ, okay. Buy my movie on February 18th. There you go.
Finally promoting it. Thank God.
Later, everyone.
Later, bastards.